A warm welcome to Podland and Kids, where we run down just a few of the events for kids and families in London over the next few weeks. At Morden Hall Park in Morden, it's a Halloween Spooktacular on Wednesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. with spooktacular activities including pumpkin carving and a creepy crawly bug hunt. At the National Trust-owned Ham House and Garden near Richmond, they're running family ghost tours from this Monday through to Thursday between 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. includes hot chocolates. At the Tate Britain, check out the BP Family Festival Time Loop on the 2nd and 3rd of November. At this free event, you'll be taken on a time traveller's journey through 500 years of British art with live music, performance, sound and dance. As you arrive, you'll be given your traveller's kit with tickets to secret performances, your time traveller's logbook and tools for exploring art across history. Check out tate.org.uk for all the arty stuff. And there seems to be no shortage of classical music aimed at kids at the moment. The Cadogan Hall in Chelsea have Crash Bang Wallop, The Mad Professor, on November the 2nd. Starting at 11 a.m, they'll take you into the science lab out of school hours with this science-inspired concert, featuring music from some of the most well-known classical music composers, with plenty of audience participation. Before the concert, they also run music and craft activities related to the theme of the concert. Tickets are £8 and £6, and there's more info at cadoganhall.com. The London Symphony Orchestra have one of their family concerts at the Barbican tomorrow. The theme for this concert is witches, as we're close to Halloween. Kids are invited to bring their own instruments. You might hear some Harry Potter wizardry thrown in. There's pre-concert workshops in the morning with a chance to make spooky props to bring into the concert. Tickets are £10 adults and £5 kids. Check the Barbican's website for more info at barbican.org.uk. At the South Bank Centre on November the 3rd, Chris Jarvis from CBeebies introduces A Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra as part of the London Philharmonic Orchestra's Fun Harmonics Family Concert Series. £8 adults and £5 kids, with free activities before and after the concert. They'll be playing classics from Benjamin Britten. Plus, you'll get the chance to have a go at the instrument of your choice. All the info at southbankcentre.co.uk. Go on, make a racket. Go aboard HMS Belfast from October the 26th until November the 3rd for tattoo t-shirts, as well as discovering what life was like on board a warship during the Second World War. As part of Big Draw 2013, you'll be getting creative designing your own tattoo shapes and drawing them onto t-shirts. It's a free event, but normal admission charges to HMS Belfast apply. £14.50 adults, but free for under 15s. IWM.org.uk has all the info. That's the Imperial War Museum's website. Right, I reckon this event at the Canal Museum might be up there as the scariest thing to do this Halloween. If you're mad enough, then book one of their trips on a canal boat into the 192-year-old Islington Tunnel with a friendly witch among the crew, of course. Today and tomorrow, kids get sweets and a glow stick, but places are limited. Tickets are £10 adults and £8 kids. Check out the Canal Museum's website, which is canalmuseum.org.uk. Now, how cool is this one for Halloween? At the London Wetlands Centre, in the evening, on Wednesday, aimed at ages 7 plus, an exciting evening in the wild exploring the animals and the elements. How about games and storytelling around a cosy stove in a yurt? Then head out for a display of amazing aerial acrobatics on a bat walk. Prices £17.50 per child, but that gets an adult in for free. The London Wetlands Centre's website can be found at www.org.uk. The annual Comic Con event takes place at XL today and tomorrow. It's Britain's biggest festival of films, video games, comics, sci-fi and anime, with loads of special guests. £10 adults and £6 for kids. Now, if you want fireworks, you could do a lot worse than head to Alexandra Palace on November the 2nd. They're not only promising a stunning firework display, but there's also a family fun fair, buzzing street village, a German beer festival, and ice skating sessions. £8 and £5.50. More details on that explosive evening at alexandrapalace.com. Any budding inventors need to head to the Royal Institution on Wednesday. Adam Hart Davies, who's that bonkers guy on the bike, presents toilets and other great inventions. Aimed at ages 10 and up, packed with demonstrations including falling tomatoes, whirling teacups, and bursting balloons. Adults are £12 and kids £8. The wonderfully posh-sounding Royal Institution has their posh website at rigb.org. A family fun day at the Royal Institution entitled Space on November the 2nd asks, is there life on other planets and can Doctor Who really travel through time? Aimed at 6 to 12-year-olds, the Royal Institution's family fun days have hands-on activities and demonstrations, £12 for adults and £6 for kids for any future space scientists out there. At the Greenwich Peninsula Ecology Park in Greenwich, they're running half-term activities on the theme of animal skeletons. From this Wednesday until November the 3rd, these activities are free with a quiz trail, prize trail, and art activities. More info at urbanecology.org.uk. Catch the annual Lord Mayor's Show on November 9th. During the day, watch the parade as it travels around Bank, St Paul's, Blackfriars, Temple and Mansion House, starting at 11 a.m. going through until around 2:30. And at 5 p.m. there's fireworks over the river between Waterloo and Blackfriars Bridge. The whole thing's free with bands, horses and carts, military vehicles and quite a few odd vehicles as well. Check out lordmayorshow.org for all the info on that one. Regent Street will be closed off for the UK's largest free motor show on November the 2nd, with over 300 cars on show spanning 125 years of motoring. Running from 10 till 4 p.m, there'll be special showcases celebrating 50 years of the Porsche 911 and 100 years of Aston Martin. More details at regentstreetmotorshow.com. The Regent Street Christmas lights get turned on November 9th. The street will be traffic-free all day, with a fashion show and entertainment. This year's lights are themed around the new DreamWorks film Mr. Peabody. Jamie Theakston and Emma Bunton will be pressing the big switch. More details at regentstreetonline.com. That's all we've got on the big list for now, but do follow us on Twitter. We're at PodLondonKids, or you can always email podlondonkids@gmail.com. Catch you next time.